Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this evening is from the Gospel lesson from Luke chapter 2. Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. This is our text. So this is what all you faithful people are here to do tonight. You have come to ponder. Ponder all these things in your heart. You know the story. Mary and Joseph traveling to the little town of Bethlehem, David's royal city, to register for the tax. Arriving too late to stay with family or even having no room at the inn, so they have to spend the night where the animals were kept. And then the birth. Mary gives birth to our Lord, and she places Jesus in the manger, the feeding trough for the animals. And the angels announce his birth to the shepherds, and they run to visit the newborn Savior. You know the story. We sang about it again in all of those beautiful hymns and carols. So you've not come here tonight for information. You have come here to treasure up all these things and ponder them in your hearts. After all the busyness of shopping and wrapping, baking and card writing, traveling and shipping, it's time to ponder. Tonight there are lots of treasures under trees, but this is your treasure, the child, wrapped up in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. But that night, so long ago, what did Mary ponder? What are all the things that she treasured in her heart? The birth, of course. The visit of the shepherds, certainly. The arduous journey, being great with child, absolutely. But even more than that, there was the amazing kindness of Joseph in not divorcing her publicly or privately, but caring for her and for the child. And then there was that visit from the angel 9 months before all of this, telling her that she would be the mother of God's son. But there's still more to ponder. For as Mary spoke while visiting her relative Elizabeth while they were both pregnant, she marveled at the plan of God, that plan of God was now happening. All of the promises of the Old Testament were now being fulfilled. The Savior, the one that those great men of old believed in and the great women of old hoped that they would bear to them, was now being born to her, a most unlikely maiden, chosen by God to bring out his plan of salvation. There was so much to treasure up and ponder in her heart. And there was much for us to ponder as well. For even as we treasure up and ponder this story, we also remember the reason for it. Sin. The sin that makes our world such a dark and evil place. And not just the world, but our own hearts too. Think back over the last year, even the last week, the hurtful words that you spoke, and the kind words left unspoken. The lies and half-truths told to get what you wanted or to get away with what you already did. The people you hurt, those you failed to help, prayers left unsaid, God's word neglected since last Christmas or last Easter, Negative assumptions about those you look down on, those less fortunate than you. The ugly desires that would make you blush bright red if anybody else knew about them. good intentions never carried out, yet always finding the time to criticize, to take revenge, to complain. So yeah, the darkness isn't just out in the world. The darkness is inside us as well, inside of us people who should know better, inside us people known as Christians. But tonight, there is good news. Not just of a birth, but the birth of a Savior. The words of Isaiah are true for you and for me. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, the light has shone on them. And not just long ago, but on us right now as well. Walking in the darkness of our hearts and in the world of deep darkness, a comforting and a marvelous light has come. The light of the world is born. The light of God to show us God's love and to give us the forgiveness of our dark and ugly sins has arrived. How else can we explain this birth that we ponder tonight other than God's deep love for all of us? And that, in fact, is how John described it. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. For truly, God wants no one to perish, but God wants us all to have life, both now and forever. And that's why he takes on the human nature he is born with, and that which was laid in the wood of the manger, and he takes that life to the wood of the cross, to be swallowed up by our darkness and sin and death, and to rise from death and the grave so that you and I may also rise, that we will rise on the last day to a life that is eternal, so that we will also rise this day to a life that is new, a life that is no longer stuck in the darkness of sin, but lived in the light of your Savior and his love. That's why the angels came to the shepherds that night and praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." This newborn child was God's goodwill toward all people, and he would bring God's peace to everyone. You see, as long as there is sin in this world, there's not going to be any peace. But there is God's peace. A peace that is ours even in the midst of unrest and the strife of life. The peace of sins forgiven. The peace of life beyond death and the grave. The peace of knowing that nothing can snatch us out of our Savior's hands, who has come and joined himself to us. And so we ponder. We sing and rejoice with the angels and the shepherds, because this night is about pondering. Pondering the child that is born for us. A child who came into a world of sin, a world of sadness, a world of death, a world of trouble, a world of darkness, a world of strife, a world that often wants nothing to do with him. But as messed up as it is a world of his creating and his love. A world that he would not turn away from. So for us, for to us, a child is born. And to us, a son is given. God's son, given to you, is God's greatest gift to you. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.